what's up YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar here in Nashville, Tennessee at the Mercy Lounge today. Hanging out with the wildly talented and super fun to listen to guys from Sean. We got Mario right here, and he's gonna be cool enough to take some time out of his day and talk about guitars and effects especially, because I know you guys weren't super effects driven, you know, pretty like homie, right?
It was completely like, the opposite, right, pretty much.
Like, mean and lean. So I'm really excited to get into this spaceship you have going on over here. But first, I would love to talk about your Ibanez endorsement.
Yeah.
How did you come to find Ibanez?
Well, it all started with this friend of mine from back home in San Diego named Seth Hollander.
Didn't he help? He was your guitar teacher, right?
Yeah, he was my guitar teacher. He was kind of just my overall guitar guru. Like, he was like helping me through like learning guitar and everything when I was growing up. He helps me with a lot of guitar stuff. So he actually did this paint job. It's really cool.
That's beautiful.
Floral.
Man.
I love floral stuff on guitar.
And so is this pretty much like would you consider it a signature?
I wouldn't consider it a signature because it's other than the paint job, it's like a standard RG, yeah, okay, Prestige. Gotcha.
But and then what'd you go for with pickups?
Some DiMarzios. I already forgot what kind. Seth recommended them, and I just forgot. Yeah, forgot what they're called. But yeah.
Do you feel like? I mean, obviously you've played other guitars, but if you're anything like me, you kind of grew up skateboarding and playing heavy metal and punk rock. I've always felt like an Ibanez, especially the RG series, is kind of almost like a classical in the sense that the fretboard is like an ironing board. It's like it's easy to move around and it's super low action. Is that like one of the deciding factors?
Yeah, I love that. I like my action like medium though, because if you go too low, I feel like you lose a lot of the expressiveness that you can otherwise have.
Start getting buzzes and all kinds of weird stuff too. Yeah. Totally.
So medium, but like, the fretboard's super easy to move around with.
Yeah, man, that thing looks wild as hell. I love it.
Yeah, I've been playing Ibanez for a long time now. It's way before I was in Doris, so.
Very, very cool.
They just
man.
Feel at home at this point.
I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
And in the past, you've been playing AC30s.
Yep.
And I see here that you guys have some pretty rocking ass matchless.
Yeah.
I have to assume that you're using this for like matchless is a very clean, huge headroom kind of amp. So are you using this for like a clean platform and then affecting everything with pedals now?
Yep. Oh, exactly. Okay. We actually borrowed one of these, a Lightning, just like this one, while we were recording Homie, just to like test it out and like see if we wanted to use it.
Sure.
And it ended up sounding super awesome. So I just bought one after to bring on tour. It's sick. I got this like, I like the color too.
I love that Telex, man. That's rad. I also love that it's so simple. You've got like, bass, treble, and that's it. Plus a master, which is cool. So you're not pulling any distortion from the amp, hardly.
No, I'm on the low channel. Volume at like 40, so that's like the gain pretty much.
You could still probably go quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, so it's super clean, which I like because I use a pedal for any distortion parts.
Very cool. Yeah. Hey man, before we dive into pedal world, do you mind just playing just your clean tone through the amp so we can hear what that's like?
So, here, let me think of a cool riff real quick. All right. Super
Man,
clean.
Those voicings are gnarly, dude.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
crazy jazz chords. That's awesome, man. All right, well, let's dive into pedal world.
Cool.
All right, Mario, here is your super space motherboard of impetuous doom, dude. This is awesome. At first glance, it would almost look like an Earthquaker ad. Like, you've got pretty much
a lot of Earthquaker.
Exclusively almost Earthquaker.
Dunlop stuff, MXR.
Sure, yeah.
One Ibanez pedal.
And like we were talking about earlier, you guys weren't like a pedal heavy band until recently. What sparked the change?
Well, we had been playing with pretty much no pedals besides a tuner for the first like 8 years as a band. Like I had a friend who was kind of like teaching me music, not Seth, some other dude, who kind of told me when I was first starting guitar, I really wanted to get into pedals, but he told me like, just to get good first before
That's
I get into
probably
pedals.
That's great advice.
Yeah, so that kind of stuck with me. I was like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to play guitar then. And that ended up going on for 8 years. And then
you started tinkering.
Yeah. We recorded our first album with Eric Palmquist. And he brought out a bunch of Earthquaker stuff, and we were like, holy crap, these are insane. Oh, and that's when we first started getting into them,
They make some of my favorite pedals.
Yeah, all right, so super unique.
Let's talk, walk me through the signal chain, and then we'll go into specific detail about the pedals, if that's cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot of pedals, but it's pretty simple to me, because I just think of it as, all right, my tuner, compression, which is always on.
Sure.
Distortion, which I like turn on every once in a while for certain songs. Two boosts. I use the arrows for solos because it cuts super nice. And I use this, I just got this MXR booster the other day at Riot Fest from them. I think it's brand new.
Sure, that's a tiny, I love how little it is.
Yeah.
So that's just basically a clean boost just to get you up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for some clean songs. And then this section of my board, pretty much all modulation pedals.
Totally.
And I just throw them on whenever, just for fun. Like, there are no set parts.
So there's
parts.
No set? Like, yeah. All right, I love that. That's really, really cool.
So I'll show you what some of them sound like.
Sure, yeah.
The depths, super cool. Sounds like
nice
that.
Little vibe, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll do it like that's for sexy. Held out chords and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And then the phaser, super nice. I like the rate super low, so that's kind of just like a nice
almost
like,
so you
swirl.
Don't even notice it. It's not like a 5150 thing. It's like a
So like
it's got like a wash.
Yeah, it's like a nice little wave.
Love
and then
that.
The chorus just sounds super good. Like
that is a great sounding chorus.
Yeah, I love that thing. Nightwire. That's like my really trippy pedal. I just throw that on when I just want to trip out the crowd or something like that. Yeah.
Very fun. That's awesome.
Got a spatial delivery. Yeah, I don't know. I pretty much just throw these on randomly. It's fun.
Yeah, I love the organizer. Ooh, nice and choppy.
Yeah, I love it.
Very, very cool.
And then this section. My delays and reverb.
Sure.
Just throw them on whenever.
Makes a lot of sense. I like how you have it organized.
Yeah. I love the afterneath. That's like my trippy reverb. Like. And then I use the MXR reverb for more like standard.
Standard.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty subtle, you know, because I know that MXR goes real deep. You can get washed.
Yeah,
that
you
thing.
Can. But I like having the contrast between these two.
That's awesome.
And then,
If you had, you know, to play a show like a fly date or something like that, like a one-off, and you had to scale it down.
Yeah.
What would have to be on there?
Definitely the tuner.
Sure, of course.
Definitely the Warden pedal, because I can't even imagine playing without it now. Like, we've been using it for the past couple years.
It's part
always
of the sound
have it on.
Now, huh?
Yeah, part of the sound.
Compression.
It would depend on the set if I were to bring this distortion pedal out. I love it, but like, if we weren't playing some of, like, more of the heavy songs, I could go without it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, in the past, I guess, probably two records I've heard, there's not a whole lot of heavy distortion, you know.
Yeah, if it was, like, mostly the past two albums, I wouldn't need it. I'd miss it, though.
Yeah, I totally get that.
And then I wouldn't need the boosts. I would definitely throw one of these in. I don't know.
Just for something.
Yeah, just for fun. Probably the Grand Orbiter, because I always use phase.
So, last question for you about pedals.
Reverb also.
How long did it take you to figure out compression? Because for me, like nobody, you know, compression has always been almost like a telly, twangy Nashville thing, and I never even learned about it until I came to Nashville and like how good it can actually smooth your tone out and make you sound good. Was that one of the, you are playing clean a lot, was that one of the first pedals that you stumbled upon, or
yeah,
did it
definitely.
Take some time?
That was the first one that stuck with us. Like, we had used a bunch of other stuff on our first album when we were first showed pedals, basically. But this is the one we were like, yo, we need to bring this live.
Yeah, that has to come with.
Yeah, because, I don't know. The main reason was that we would do like stuff really high up here and it just wouldn't be as loud as like a full chord, you know? That's the main reason.
That helps a lot with that. Yeah. It smooths you out a little bit, yeah. But
this Warden pedal also has a nice tone to it, like a really unique tone. That,
like different than other compression that you've heard.
Yeah, and so I consider it part of our sound.
In what way, like more of a mid-rangey squash, or like a? Is it hard to?
I don't know.
Can I hear the amp with it and without?
I'll just play a chord real quick.
Okay. Totally boosts a little bit and then also kind of fills it out a little bit. Yeah, it sounds great. Well, dude, Mario, I appreciate it so much. Very excited to see the show. We're gonna go talk to
it's
Eric.
It's gonna be fun. All right, peace.
Now we're on the other side of the stage talking to Eric, and he's gonna run us through his setup as well. I noticed that you're playing a matchless now too. Mm-hmm. And you guys are playing super low watt matchless amps, which I think is rad. I'm recently really, really into low watt amps, but how did you come into the Spitfire? Why that as opposed to, you know, any other low wattage amp on the market?
Well, we used Mario's amp on the record, the new record, Homie. The only other low wattage combo that we saw on the website was the Spitfire, the one that I'm using now. Mm-hmm. So we thought, like, why not have the different amps? You know?
Sure, just to get a different total.
Different tones. Mm-hmm.
Love that. Cool, and then you're also playing an Ibanez. RG series, is this something that you as well have kind of always played and stuck with you?
Yeah, I've been playing Ibanez since I was like a teenager, so.
Did you take lessons from Seth too?
Yeah.
It's cool. I don't know if you guys were paying attention earlier, Seth Hollander has a series of YouTube videos on tapping, which I think are pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Got into him for a little while. He seems like a really cool dude, but obviously influenced you guys a ton in your playing because that was your teacher. Have you done anything? Is this modified at all?
No, and actually this isn't an RG, it's the, I'm just making weird noises, it's actually the prototype that Mike Arrigo from the LA custom shop gave us. It was like the first of its kind.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's the AZ, but I don't think that's like the finalized product type.
It's got a little bit of a chunkier neck than I expected.
Yeah, it's got like smaller frets than the standard RGs or the Prestiges.
Very cool. Yeah. And do you know what pickups are in there?
They said they were Seymour Duncan's, like specially designed for this guitar.
Sounds good. I mean, beautiful clean tones for sure. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, we'll get right into your pedal board. You also have a ton of Earthquaker stuff, which is great. Mm-hmm. I guess walk me through your signal chain. You're starting at the tuner.
Yeah, tuner first, and then I go into the Warden, which is a compressor, and then I have two different
drives.
Yeah, drives.
Do you ever turn them on at the same time?
No,
like a bump and...
not really, because I have this one for that like boost for like solos, you know, and then so I have this one like chunkier for like the older songs, and then this one like more clean, and then
yeah, I noticed it's kind of dialed back quite a bit on the Tube Screamer. Mm-hmm.
And then I got a reverb. This is pretty good reverb for like soloing. I keep it pretty low on the decay and the mix because I don't want to like muddy it up too much.
Yeah, you don't want to be stepping all over yourself. Yeah. Sure.
And then the Harpanoid, which is pretty crazy. You just press one note.
It's a weird polyphonic kind of.
Yeah, that's goes awesome. Up and down a bunch of like notes.
Love that.
And then it goes into the Depths, which is a phaser, and then the Sea Machine, which is a chorus with like weird...
It's like a warbly kind of chorus.
Yeah, it's got like this animate and dimension knob on it, and it like makes it sound really cool. And then, sorry, I suck at explaining gear, but...
All right, click it on and show us what you like about it.
All right. And then if you like mess with this animate button.
That's rad. I love how dark and kind of moody that pedal is. Mm. Cool. And then across the top, we got the transmitter, right?
Yeah, which I don't know. I don't know exactly what it does, but it just like leaves this thing in the background.
Ah,
like forever.
Like a trail almost. Yeah. That's awesome.
And that's like the, it's almost turned off, like the mix. So like
it just stays, that super low.
Stays forever, yeah.
What, does it just wash out forever if you have it cranked?
I think I've never like, I've never cranked it.
Cool. And then the Nightwire, what does that guy do?
The Nightwire is more like a tremolo phaser thing. But what's cool about it is like it has an attack feature, so like if you hit it real hard, it'll like...
That's responsive to your play.
Yeah, yeah, it's
responsive. That's really cool, yeah. I like how it slows down like a B3 yeah. or something. And then Echoplex, that's a staple. A lot of people mm-hmm. use that. It's a great pedal.
Yeah.
And then what's this double pedal over here? Avalanche Run?
Yeah, it's just another delay, but it has the reverse effect as well as a bunch of other effects.
Do you have it kind of set on reverse delay? Just
yeah,
for that?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Super good, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that pedal's cool.
And then Phase 90, and then an MXR Reverb, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a good size board. A lot of fun sounds in there, man.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I guess that pretty much covers it. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to the show later.
Yeah.
You guys, stay tuned for more rig rundowns, all kinds of digital content flying your way pretty much constantly. Thank you guys for taking the time to do this and for all the crunchy tunes. Appreciate it very much. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.